So the Bhagavad Gita then gives, it gives the different laws which are there. If you remember, we started in terms of being in accord with reality, is the reality of the world that we live in, material world, nature, then the reality of man's laws and man's interactions. Bhagavad Gita gives us a different type of definition of how nature works and how we're meant to be in harmony with it and how men are meant to live. Therefore, we have our Varnashram social system and how we're meant to be actually living with those laws. So truthfulness is Bhagavad Gita. And Srila Prabhupada so many times would say that any problem in the world can be solved by Bhagavad Gita. So that's an interesting thing. Can we solve any problem in our life with Bhagavad Gita? Well, we must be able to, because Prabhupada said so. But are we able to do that? The Bhagavad Gita can solve the problems. Are we able to? Do we have that faith? Do we know the Bhagavad Gita inside and out, like the Christians know the Bible? And not just that we quote slokas, but we know how to apply it to our own lives to live a truthful life. And Bhagavad Gita shows us how, what truthful life means. It means a life of goodness. And therefore Krishna describes what the qualities are. He starts in the second chapter already talking about what a sadhu is like. And in the 12th chapter, Krishna talks about what a devotee is like, the actual qualifications of a devotee. How do we rate with those things? And we have examples of, Krishna gives examples as himself, or he gives Janaka Maharaj and others, are those things who live that type of life. So the principle of Bhagavad Gita is to help us get out of this illusion and really come into the light of reality. And that is real reality. These two words are here. Illusion and reality. Reality has to be defined by how we see the world. It's not the world itself that's unreal. The world is real, it exists. But rather, it's how we're connecting to this world and what our relationship with that world is. How are we living in accord with this world? When we live in accord with this world, that we're this body, we're the enjoyer, we're going to do something good, that's called illusion. And therefore, we just live, as you know, the earlier picture was like a king with no clothes. Everyone's going about, you know, we're going to school, everyone's going to be happy. And yet, I don't know if you know that expression in Hungarian, the elephant in the room. You know the expression, the elephant? It's an expression. It means to say, if there's an elephant in this room and we're going around just not even acknowledging the elephant's presence, it's hard not to acknowledge the presence of an elephant. It takes up so much space. There'd be no space. It wouldn't fit here. You'd have to stick him here. So you can't ignore an elephant. But the elephant in the room is just that. The elephant in the room is that no one's happy. And everyone knows it. But still, everyone's going about that now we're going to become happy and we're going to live forever and so many other things. But it's all a joke. It's all illusion. And everyone is just putting everybody on, from parents to children, from leaders to followers, from teachers to students. It doesn't exist. They're not happy. So, but reality is Bhagavad Gita. When you live by Bhagavad Gita, then Krishna says, yes, the symptom of goodness is happiness, and that's just material happiness, which isn't actually even real happiness itself, but it's a state of contentment. And then there's real spiritual happiness, which means transcendental happiness. And of course, the other part of truthfulness is how we chant Hare Krishna. And remember, this was made for non-devotees. I'm just presenting this in terms of devotees. How truthful someone is, I'll know how good they chant their rounds. I don't need to sit down beside someone to listen to them chant japa. If I see how that person is progressing in spiritual life, how they're developing good qualities, yastasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana, then I know how much they're applying themselves to Bhagavad Gita, how much they're actually studying and understanding, and how they're chanting japa. Just like I think I mentioned in this presentation, if I, you know, when I visit someone's home and I go into their bathroom and I just look to how the toothbrushes are placed, and then I know how they're chanting japa. When I see one glass with five toothbrushes in it, one for the husband, wife, and the three kids, these people don't know how to chant Hare Krishna. Because, first of all, it's unhygienic. That any materialist will tell you. And second of all, from a Brahminical point of view, it's not suci. What to speak of going to the rest of the house? So, if we're chanting Hare Krishna, it will become obvious in the way we look, in the way we dress, in the way we behave, in the way that we do so many other things. Because everything will become sattvic. And if the goodness isn't there, but if things are passionate and ignorance, like with a cup of the toothbrush, example of the toothbrushes is the mode of ignorance, then something's wrong. Something's wrong in that chanting. So chanting is the easiest thing in the world to do, and it's the most difficult thing to do. It's both. It's just three words. It's very easy. But whether those three words are actually working, that you can tell in terms of our conduct and our lifestyle. So sound representation of the absolute truth, the Maha Mantra makes us truthful because Krishna is the absolute truth. So when you connect with the absolute truth, you're going to become truthful. And we can't jump over and, for instance, come to the system. Kalavati, I hope you're not leaning against the plaster over there. We can't leap over to say, well, Yudhisthira Maharaj lied, or some other devotees lied. You have to remember, before you can break the rules of Dharma, you have to be perfect in following the rules of Dharma. And when you've transcended Dharma, then you can go above them if there's a required circumstance. But otherwise, you can't. Otherwise, you become adharmic. And that type of preaching, the devotees don't have to tell the truth. Devotees are above cleanliness. Devotees are above... That's called maya. It's preaching the mode of ignorance in the name of Krishna consciousness. And it's misleading people. So it's not real. It's not being in accord with reality by any stretch of the imagination. So the whole idea is, yes, we need to learn how to be dharmic. And when I come back, then we'll have a little talk about cleanliness and the importance of cleanliness, about I can't visit all the grihasthas' homes. What's the standard of cleanliness in the Brahmacharini ashram, in the Brahmachari ashram? This sort of aside was sparked because I walked into the Brahmachari ashram in Budapest, and I wasn't very happy with what I saw. But I could immediately understand, this is the level of this person's Krishna consciousness. Because if you can tolerate dirt, then and you can tolerate messiness around you, then that's exactly what you're tolerating in your heart. Then you can tolerate anarthas, you can tolerate bad habits, then you're not going anywhere in your spiritual life. So, you know, it's called the litmus test. You don't have to be a big transcendentalist to recognize how someone is advancing in spiritual life. Just look how they're living. How neat are they? How clean are they? How organized is their life? How systematic are they in their approach to worldly affairs and other things? And you know how well they're practicing Krishna consciousness. Because if they're sattvic, they will be ideal. There are two films. What's the other one? One is this film on Ramanuj, and another, I'm just trying to think. Aside from film, the example was when we went to see Madhvacharya's birthplace in Udupi, when we were there. But in this Ramanuj film, if you see this Ramanuj Acharya film, I don't know if any of you have seen it, but it's not the India that you know now. It's like Ramanuj Acharya living in his house, and it's this very, very nice building, and there's almost nothing there. And everything is in its place, and everything is clean. It's very shocking, especially because it's an Indian film. It's not the India you see today. And when they sit down to eat, then they're sitting on this wooden platform to eat, and there's and how they're eating, and there's nothing around, and whatever exists, and you can see from the film, is super clean. So that's brahminical life. And that's what Srila Prabhupada wants. Brahminical life is not having a dirty Brahmin thread hanging on your neck. That's not being brahminical. You may not have a brahminical Brahmin thread, but if you know what cleanliness and truthfulness and austerity and simplicity are, then you're brahminical. So this real truthfulness, and it starts with being truthful to ourselves. Everyone here joined Krishna consciousness to go back to Godhead. Are we really honest and doing it, or are we just actually tricking ourselves? Are we really applying ourselves to what it means to be Krishna conscious, or do we think that we're going through some mechanics? It's not necessarily the case that just because we're physically present, we're going to be spiritually going back home, back to Godhead. And part of the sixth chapter of the Gita is dedicated to, well, what happens if someone doesn't complete? In other words, Arjuna's bringing up the point that some people don't. And why not? He didn't ask the question, why not? He just says, what happens if they don't? So we need to be truthful to ourselves, which means not that, I'm in Maya, I should be truthful, so I should forget it. No, we should be truthful means that we should actually do those things that we came here for, and it's a very lofty calling. It's easy, but at the same time, it's very, very difficult. But when we chant Hare Krishna properly, then it gives us the strength to actually do the right thing and to really be connected. So conclusions, since I just have a few minutes, really that we need to be truthful, which means what? Live and speak in accord with reality. And now I'm just echoing what I said before, but it means we have to know what reality is. So we go out on the street and we tell people, chant Hare Krishna. Great, it's great if they just chant Hare Krishna. But Prabhupada did more than tell us to chant Hare Krishna. He stayed up all night. He said, I've given up sleeping so I can give you this knowledge. And he didn't give the knowledge for no reason. He expected us to actually assimilate that knowledge so that we know what reality is, because that's part of Krishna consciousness. And that way we will become better person in so many ways, and it will also make us a happier person. But remember, so we said, one aspect, we're sort of not responsible because it's forced on us. But on the other side, actually, it's up to us. we have the ability to make choices. We have the free will. We're human beings. We're endowed with that. And we get strength, increased strength, to make the right choices by practicing devotional service. So we have to make the right choices, and the Bhagavad Gita and the Maha Mantra are there to help us do that, to make the right choices in life so that we're really actually true to ourselves, which means that we didn't join this Krishna consciousness movement 5 years ago, 15 years ago, 30 years ago, 50 years ago, just in order to one day wake up and say, I missed the boat. I don't know if in Hungarian that translates, but that's an English statement. In other words, the boat left. You got there, but it was too late. The boat's already gone. And in this case, the boat is the Pada Palavam, is the lotus feet of Krishna, which is taking us back to Godhead. So we, amongst other types of interactions with other people, with devotees, with the world outside, with family, so many ways, we should make sure that we're not also fooling ourselves, that we're wearing the king's clothes. We really need to be in accord with reality. And remember, truthfulness is what is being whittled away in Kali Yuga. The others are all gone. This is the only thing that there's a chance in reestablishing. Or when you reestablish this and you make this firm, then you can actually reestablish the others, like austerity and cleanliness. This is the only thing that's left. So really, the fight is about truthfulness. And when you win this one, then you can actually win the other ones as well. So we need to be very, very careful. And Hare Krishna. Krishnam Sepam. We don't have really any time for questions. I need to get ready to go. And we'll see you at the end of next week for Bhakta Sangha. And then next day I'll be back. On Monday is Ovi festival. And Tuesday is something else. Okay. Huh? Jewish. Oh, no, I was thinking of something else. Tuesday is Jewish, yes. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shishivadha Shama.